Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 280 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 5th of July 2026. Scott Band and his band playing us in with the Band Boys Polka, and it sets the scene for this programme, incorporating my trip across Scotland during this last week. I arrived in Ayr on Monday in time for the summer dancing at Troon to Ian Cathcart, and then stayed with friends in Scone, met up with Marion and Max to celebrate her birthday, danced to Scott Band at Alva, and then spent the weekend in Montrose at the Carkery Bell Cayley Weekend. Plenty of band boys and girls there. Today's dances will have been on a programme somewhere, and we'll start with Toast to the Mousies, played by David Oswald, who played for the Scone class on Tuesday evening. Thank you. Keith Smith wrote the tune Toast to the Mouses, and Sarah Gratiot decided such a good tune deserved a dance. David Oswald and his band recorded for RSCDS Book 53, and they followed Keith's tune with Zephyr LK394 by Linda Irvine, which is a boat, by the way, Mauritia Reel by Paul Maclis, and The Mill House by John Martin. Also from Book 53 is Portincappel Oak, a short medley by Anne Thorne. So here is David Oswald again. David Oswald played two tunes for Portincappel Oak, Shores of Loch Long and Feel and Burn, both by David Hall. As I mentioned, it was Marian Anderson's birthday this last week, and as I am still celebrating my 70th, we will now have two dances for which Marian will play. My favourite jig, The Checkered Court from RSCDS Book 42, and Newcastle's 70th Celebration, which is a four-couple Strasbourg by Sheila Trafford. Brian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band played Lady Charlotte Murray's Favourite Jig by Neil Gow, Donald Ridley's Compliments to Colin Dewar, Coldingham by Muriel Johnston, and Margaret and Jim Dewar by Colin Dewar for the Chequered Court. And then Sandy Nixon's tune, Newcastle 70th, Jean's Anniversary by Marion, and two traditional tunes, Low Down in the Broom, or My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, and When Wild War's Deadly Blast Was Blown, for the Strass Bay Newcastle 70th celebration. And I think that's me finished celebrating my birthday too. Next we are going to have The Seven Couple Reel by Barry Priddy, the Kelpie of Loch Carruisk, which is maybe a brave choice for a dance programme, but Leslie Ross at Clackmannanshire can carry that off. One of the reasons I love going to Alva for the summer dancing. Just remember that the half diagonal reels of four begin on the second corner diagonal and then proceed as per Mari's wedding, which means that the supporting couples now on opposite sides, the ladies face up and the men face down, and you move up or down the set to the end before resting and then maybe continuing back. This is Alan Gardner and his band from Highlander Music Volume 7.
Thank you.
tunes which Alan Gardner's band played were Billy Nicholson by Ian Burns, Willowfjord, John Spencer UA Sound and St Anne's for the Kelpie of Loch Carruisk. And from 7 to 5 couples, and something much more popular, Inch Mickery by Roy Goldring. Luke Brady and his band recorded this on Take Your Partners 4, Volume 1. For Inch Mickery is The Warehouse by Neil Barron, and Luke Brady followed that with 3 Robert McIntosh tunes, Miss Betty Care's Reel, Miss Nancy Dick's Favourite and Miss Sophia Campbell of Saddles Reel, even though the dance is a jig. Choosing dance programmes from around the country can throw up some different choices for an 8-time Strass Bay, and this week I have been reintroduced to the Glasgow Highlanders. And for that reason, I have chosen a CD called Memory Lane. It's probably 55 years since I was dancing this regularly. This CD is Canadian, recorded in 1991, with 5 different bands contributing. Ed Bridey and his band recorded the title track, Lambskinnet, and The British Immigrant, as well as the Glasgow Highlanders.
Thank you.
Bridie and his band played the Glasgow Highlanders, the Brays of Tully Met, the Smiths a Gallant Fireman, and the Wife She Brooded. Staying back in the early days of my dancing, another abiding memory is dancing Brattock Banner to Andrew Rankin and his band. We used to fight to get third couple so that we could dance to the Black Bear. Nowadays, I think I'd prefer to be second or fourth couple so I can stand out one turn and listen. Was composed by George Eliot and Callum Kennedy, and Highland Donald and the Black Bear are traditional. That was from Andrew Rankin's LP from 1971. Right up to date now, and a Lochfitty jig by Alison Austin, for which we are still waiting for a recording. Ewan has written a tune, so maybe on his next CD. That has given me a chance to use a recording by Stephen Carkery and Graham Bell, which is from their Bridge of Erne lockdown sessions. Stephen and Graham played The Pleasures of the Night, Davy Stewart's Jig by Stephen Carkery, Arthur Balfour by Davy Stewart, Granny Wade's Jig by Mo Rutherford, and The Brigger Erne, also by Stephen. For our last Raspberry today, a modern classic, the Dreamcatcher, for which I would normally play the RSCDS original recording by George Michael and the Lothian Band. But Leonard Brown has done a very good version on his All Sets Complete CD, and I have just received Leonard's new double album, The A to Z of Scottish Dance Music, and will maybe see him in Montrose. So, here is Leonard with The Dreamcatcher. Leonard Brown and his band, which includes Jim Lindsay on second box, played Rosie by Eric Allen and Billy Crabe by Bobby McLeod for The Dreamcatcher. We will have an amazing array of tunes and musicians at the Montrose weekend, and I thought we would finish today with something well known for a variety of tunes, which many, many bands have recorded. So, picking one is always difficult, but we haven't heard from Nicol McLaren today, so here is the Glenn Craig Band's version of The Irish Rover. We'll be right back. Michael and the band played The Irish Rover, The Boys of Wexford, Doon the Bray, The Minstrel Boy, Sean South of Gary Owen, Leaving a Liverpool, Laddies Who Fought and Won, and Whiskey in the Jar. And to finish our wonderful week of music, I felt we needed to hear from Sandy Leggett and the Caerslock Cayley Band with this Orcadian Strip the Willow into a Jessie's Polka. Enjoy the music and join me next week. Bye!